At this acknowledgement of his timidity, she was immensely moved by tenderness, a tenderness she had never experienced before. His strength was bowing to her, was hesitating before the fulfillment of a dream that had grown between them. The tenderness engulfed her. It was she who moved towards him and offered her mouth. And he kissed her. She felt his teeth. He kissed her neck where the veins were palpitating, and her throat, his hands around her neck as if he would separate her head from the rest of her body. She swayed with desire to be taken wholly. His caresses had a strange quality, at times soft and melting, and other times fierce, like the caresses she had expected when his eyes fixed on her, the caresses of a wild animal. There was something animal-like about his hands, which he kept spread over each part of her body, and which took her sex and hair together as if he would tear them away from her body, as if he grasped earth and grass together. When she closed her eyes, she felt he had many hands which touched her everywhere, and many mouths which passed so swiftly over her, and with a wolf-like sharpness, his teeth sank into her fleshiest parts. Naked now, he lay his full length over her. She enjoyed his weight on her, enjoyed being crushed under his body. She wanted him soldered to her from mouth to feet. Shivers passed through her body. She could not look at him as he looked at her. Her eyes were blurred by the violence of her feelings. When she looked at him, she was magnetically drawn again to touch his flesh with her mouth or hands or with her whole body. She rubbed her body against his with animal luxuriance, enjoying the friction, and she fell on her side and lay there, touching his mouth as if she were molding it over and over again, like a blind person who wants to discover the shape of the mouth, of the eyes, of the nose, to ascertain his form, the feel of his skin, the length and texture of his hair, the shape of the hair behind his ears. Her fingers were light as she did this, and suddenly they would become frenzied, press deep into the flesh and hurt him, as if to violently assure his reality.